And 1, 2, 3, 4.
A long ass fucking time ago in a town called Ponyvale, a family moved in, two parents and a little field.
But soon it became quite clear that she could only go downhill.
The young one's name was Ditsy, oh my god. She was so very slow.
I'll tell it the only way I can, and that's through audio. No, her eyes make different ways, and at first she seems quite dumb. She dreams of mail and muffins, though the latter's number one. She's also quite a clutch, she aims so high but goes so low. It's truly tragic, isn't it? They call this a children's show. I guess that suggests she's a work of art. In case you happen to miss some parts, and if you're still confused, don't settle your heart. I'm gonna take it back right to the start. She wasn't always like this, tried so hard to fit right in. Got unwarranted advice from people all with plastic grins. I would've called her happy, but it was her only way out. So it turned out she was beyond help, seemed to block her only route. She became a lonesome filly with no place to call her own. Her heart had lost direction, her little dreams had flown. No way to go but down, nothing to feel but lost. Try to fit right in, but at what cost? Nothing to look to or sell its thoughts.
What?
This upset you and more and fast.
Even though I'm basically making this whole thing up on the fly.
Soon into adolescence, just cooped up in a room. Her hopes have fallen, but with it, no room enough to bloom. It might have been the end for her, or a story anyway. But a once so faithful evening on the saddest of her days. A tiny package came for her, no skeptical at first. She opened it from deep within, a muffin and a note emerged. Dear niece Ditsy, it's your aunt from Trottingham. I'm sending you my daughter Dinky with your Uncle Sam. No time to explain why, but I don't do this lightly. Trust me, it's important, you're my only hope, Dinky. Ditsy almost choked her muffin, pushed to her senses there that day. Thinking,
why did she sound like she's crapping? And more importantly, what the hey?
Days later it did happen, and Dinky arrived by train. She could only look ahead, so she packed her bags and never looked back again. A place for the two of them was Dinky's turn to grow. To deliver his mail anywhere except where it needs to go. As for how she came to adore muffins, don't ask me, I don't know. I don't know.